216-474-0092. Should Jobs be on the line on Thursday?
Well, I told you, and I had forgotten they had a game Thursday. I told you that I thought today was an obvious day to fire
the Cleveland Browns football. Yeah. 92.3 The Fan.
I thought today was an obvious day to fire Ventrone or Ken Dorsey or both or whatever, just because normally coaches have to show that they're in control of this situation, or sometimes it's an edict from the front office, depending on your power structure, you know, your hierarchy in a given year. You know, we've asked questions about those things. Normally, it's an easy one when special teams is as bad as they've been all year, and then it comes up again yesterday in a game that was a tie game in the third quarter. That's an obvious time to do it. But then you said, yeah, but they have a game Thursday.
Yeah.
And I know some fans are screaming at the radio. Who cares? Who cares? Like, you've got to let everybody know that that stuff matters. There's accountability.
Well, you can't do that when you have a game in 72 hours. You really can't. So you're kind of stuck. Your time to do it was probably before the bye week, but I don't know why they didn't.
But the only thought is that they had, because
you'll have 10 days after this game to get ready for the next one.
But what you're telling me is that's small potatoes in the big picture, which is Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed to me like he was, after the game, apathetic where his football team, it's his football team, and he didn't seem to really care all that much that they were a team that was supposed to contend for a Super Bowl, one of the most expensive rosters in NFL history, depending on what you're using. And they
$191 million offense.
And, okay, Jacksonville has to be the worst team in football now. You're the next worst team in football. Who is between Jacksonville and the Browns? Nobody. It's got to be you, right?
Hell,
I heard people last week saying the Cowboys. Carolina Panthers. It feels like we're worse.
Yeah.
Right now. And then you have a total team.
Well, their situation
in the fourth quarter.
Like, Carolina can still fix their situation. We could try to take our first steps to fixing the situation.
Their quarterback's been decent. There's been signs.
We still have an albatross of a contract that's going to hang around this franchise for another couple of years. That's our situation. And if you don't like Mike Vrabel that much, fine. I'll hear it from you. But my thought is, I'm just not even going to mess around with giving him the opportunity to think about another situation. I know that they don't want to deal with that type of change, but if they're just going to come out and they're going to look listless, we know where this thing is going. And I know, I hear everybody and their brother sitting there saying, well, you know, if you were to fire these guys today, they'd have new jobs tomorrow. Okay, that's fine. But we saw this with the Cavs. Things just run their course at times. J.B. Bickerstaff is doing a fine job in Detroit. I know no one's caring, but he's doing a fine job in Detroit. You shouldn't care. The 15-0 the Cavaliers are. But sometimes just things run their course. And I could look at a good head coach, like, did it not run its course in Philadelphia with Andy Reid? Things ran their course. They've both won Super Bowls since. Andy Reid's won more than them, but they've won a Super Bowl since. Things change. And I have a team right now that has zero leadership whatsoever. And I don't want to repeat history and mistake of the past where you lose a good coach because you're holding on to somebody else. I don't want to give him the opportunity to look in another direction. Don't want to do that. 216-474-0092. Mike and Shaker Heights, you're first up with the Fan.
Listen, man, these guys are so terrible, man. We got a clean house with Andrew Berry. We got to get rid of Stefanski. Don't tell me 37 and 31 is a good coach. These guys, but, you know, I was looking at the Bengals game last night, and they got talent at the receiving core. And when you look around the league, teams that are winning got talent. So the problem is Andrew Berry cannot identify. He doesn't pull the strings to get real talent in here. And then they got to get coached up and put in a position to win, and that's where Stefanski plays part in it. So we got to get rid of them both, man, and sooner the better, you know?
They've made changes. They've made the coaching staff worse, Mike, and thank you very much for the call. I've defended their talent up to last week. I did. But if they can be as talented as they want. If they're not going to try, then what the hell are we here for? And I just thought that yesterday was a give-up game. 14-14 going into the fourth quarter. Guys start walking around. They get down. That's it. Let's just get back on the plane. Let's get back. We have a game coming up on Thursday. That's what it became. Well, okay, you're 2-8, and then this is what's going to start making changes. And if I believe that change is coming, and I do believe that change is coming, I'm willing to do it now than risk the other one. We talked about this with Hugh Jackson. I wasn't making a change after the, was it the Kansas City or the Chargers game that they got rolled in and they made the change? Which one was it? I forget. Was it the Steelers game? I forget which game it was. And they made the change halfway through the year. I go, no, you should have went in the offseason and made that change before the season started. And started fresh with somebody else with Baker Mayfield is what they should have done. They wanted to try to keep this whole thing going. I don't want to make that same mistake. If you feel like this thing is going to be untenable, and I believe that in the next seven games it will, then fine. You got a mini bye coming up this Sunday as well. You might as well go ahead and do it. Anthony in Maple Heights, you're next up on The Fan.
What's up, Ken? I'm glad you brought up Hugh Jackson. I got a question. Which is worse, when we had Hugh Jackson or now?
Now, because we actually have we had expectations going into this year. Now is worse.
Okay. Second thing is, I believe the real Browns are, you know, the UPS workers. Shout out to the UPS workers. And the last and final thing I want to say is, y'all know I'm Anthony from Maple Heights. Go Steelers.
And that's where we're at right now. Getting trolled by Steeler fans.
When we talk about, like, what that building will be like, Steve, somebody maybe just tuning in, and they go, you guys are talking about, you know, a house cleaning mm-hmm. right here with seven games left.
Yeah,
the Haslams are going to be in that stadium. And Thursday, mm-hmm. this is when emotions get to a certain level. You already said, Ken, the weather is, it's giving you every reason for a Browns fan to stay home. Literally every Browns fan. Mm-hmm. And so we know what those takeovers, normally they're December takeovers. A November takeover for a Steelers team that is feeling pretty damn good. I mean, they just, in a physical game against the Ravens, even though they didn't score a touchdown, they just got one of the biggest wins of the year. And that one, you know, we wondered about, like, Pittsburgh, if the schedule getting tougher for them. No, they are passing every test with flying colors.
I'm not making a decision out of anger. I'm not doing that. I'm foreseeing what the future is going to be. And I don't want to have to compete with any of these other organizations. I don't want to do that. He's had a front row seat to this, and he's had a front row seat to the dysfunction. And I thought, boy, this would be giving you every reason to not decide to come here after this season. I don't want to give him that option. I go, hey, you've seen what these guys are. You know now. This is how I'd sell it. You know how to fix it. That's why we're talking to you. How would you go about fixing this? Oh, you believe that we need a new general manager? Okay, you find your own general manager. You need a lot of money? They got a lot of money. Here's a lot of money. You need to bring in your own coaching staff? Bring in your own guys. You believe that some of the guys need to stay? Keep your own guys. That's fine. Do what you need to do. Because I need to make this situation palatable. Because it's going to be difficult. I don't know if things can just be changed around and everything's going to be fine next year. With that contract hanging over their heads, I don't know how likely that's going to be. But I can start to put this thing in the right direction as soon as I possibly can. I need a plan for the future. What's my plan for the future right now? What is the plan? Holding on to guys, making more lousy draft picks, having another first-round tackle, have a quote-unquote knee injury that keeps him out of this game yesterday? Do I do that? Which, what do I do? What's my plan?
Well, and how many players at this point are redeemable guys that you want around that are young enough that you feel like you can?
Don't know.
I mean, you're down to who? I mean, God, JOK, we don't even know what his status is. Denzel Ward, fantastic. You know what? For all the bad yesterday, Denzel Ward.
Yep. You know what? There you
that
go.
That guy is awesome. And
still spent time in the medical tent.
You know, it's every game. It's every game, and you know exactly what all of us were thinking when he did.
I give him credit for doing it, yeah.
But that guy is so damn good. As long as the assignments are right, that guy is so damn good. And Myles Garrett, and who else? Who else is part of the short-term future of the Browns? Who else?
You mean short and long? Well, I don't know. JOK, it sounded yesterday on Friday like, who was it? Jordan, it wasn't Jordan Hicks. Somebody else said, and it was like, hey, he's going to be okay. Like, I don't know where to go with JOK right now, but JOK is part of my future. As of right now, JOK is part of my future. We'll see how this all goes, right? Moma Diabate, he can stay. I like him. Oboe, I think, is nice. Isaiah McGuire is growing on me a little bit. He got held in a critical moment yesterday. Do you want to talk? I mean, we're naming names here. I mean, we're in rebuild mode. There's seven games left to go in the season.
But I'm talking about the guys.
Those aren't cornerstone guys, yeah, though.
I'm just talking about guys who can
It'd
help.
It'd be nice to have on the team if they stay around.
If you're talking cornerstone guys, there's two guys. There's Denzel, who I don't know what's going to happen
but
this offseason.
But if Moma Diabate leaves, you're not going to go, well, there goes the team. Yeah.
But, okay, Denzel, I still put JOK in there and Myles Garrett.
That's Is it. There anybody on offense? Is there anybody at all on offense?
Hey, finally, Judy. I'll give Judy credit yesterday. Finally.
He didn't fall down.
Finally, yes, he stayed on his feet.
Let me give Cedric Tillman a lot of credit. He did a nice blocking job there on that mm-hmm. play. That sounds backhanded. I'm dead serious.
Very downfield blocking. I am by dead. Our wide receiver.
No, I need that effort. First off, he's coming into his own as a pass catcher. He had what, 3 for 50 yesterday? He's coming into his own as a pass catcher, and that effort down the field I thought was great. That sounds so backhanded and so nasty because I'm so down about everything else. I'm not being that way about Sed Tillman. I'm serious. I loved what he did. Down the field, got in the defensive back's way. Got Jerry Jeudy into the end zone. I thought it was great. And Jerry Jeudy making a play, that was even more fantastic. Good, he had 140 yesterday. Great for him. Said he'd be so upset with other things, you wouldn't even notice Jerry Judy's contract. Plus, he's playing well now.
But just the point, before we go back to the phones,
yeah.
that's the point of what I'm thinking about. Like I said yesterday, I went on to X after the game and said, mission accomplished. And we had been saying the draft was in Pittsburgh. It's in Lambeau.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, this year's draft is right around Lambeau Field.
In 3 years,
why would we care?
Yeah.
So I put, you know, hashtag road to Lambeau, and a bunch of people were like, you know what that's going to do to your culture to just lose a bunch of games at the end of the year? I'm like, well, what
culture do we have?
What does your culture matter? All these guys, so many of these players are not part of the Browns going forward, right? And that's why I said, who's left? Mm-hmm. Well, the Myles Garrett one is important because you can't lose that guy's investment. And yesterday, kind of looked like he was a little checked out.
Let me get to Josh on the road. Josh, you're next up on the fan.
Morning, boys. Great job again.
Thank you.
Hey, could you imagine being such a pathetic Steelers fan when your team doesn't score any touchdowns? You got to call on a Browns radio station to dunk on them. That's pretty pathetic.
Well, I'd still rather him listening to us than listening to their morning show. Our morning show is better than their morning show. At least we win in that category. But go ahead there, Josh.
Yep. So I just think we're seeing the fall of talent from Barry. That even though he hasn't had any first-round draft picks, I really don't want to hear that excuse. He's the one that wanted to bring Watson here. There's no excuse. It's a rotting corpse. Get him out of here. And I will say something. I've kind of switched on Stefanski. This team looks leaderless, Ken. Mm-hmm. It looks leaderless. Kevin may be the smartest guy in the room, but if you can't lead your soldiers, what good are you?
And I got to see the future here, Josh, because the future is going to be painful decisions. And this is why I'm, you know, people are getting this mixed up because guys ahead of me, and Josh, thank you very much for the call. God bless the men who came ahead of me doing this here. Is that they got angry and they made decisions of, we need to fire this guy because I'm mad. I don't want guys to be fired. I'm just looking at the future. The future is going to have very difficult decisions. Kevin Stefanski is a coach of a team that has leadership. This team no longer has leadership. They made that decision. The quarterback they went and got and then put a C on his chest and gave game balls to for throwing 136 yards or whatever it was. That's not real leadership, all right?
We got to make him the captain just because.
If we are going to, and by the way, they took the C off of Nick Chubb's chest, yeah, of all people, to do that. So if we're going to be building again, I need strong leadership from that spot because you're going to have young guys again. Young guys are used to looking at coaching staffs. Young guys are used to looking at older vets, and that's where hopefully Miles plays into this and maybe Denzel Ward. But they're used to looking at coaches. So I need a strong leader as coach. Well, where's my strong leader as coach? What team is not going to want Mike Vrabel? Okay, Mike Vrabel's already on my sidelines wearing a headset. But he's still a consultant because, you know, he's got to get all his money from Tennessee. And I don't blame him for that one iota. But he's wearing a headset. If you're in Tennessee, if you're Amy Adams Strunk, you'd be going, why is he wearing a headset on your sidelines? He's still a consultant? Like, I would have to look into that. And this is where I'm going, hey, you know what? Whatever they owe you, I'll pay you as well, because I think I know where this is all headed. It's not a decision out of anger. It's trying to beat other teams with better cap situations, maybe better roster situations. It's trying to beat them to the punch. That's what I'm trying to do here to get this thing fixed.